and you put your head on a
pillow.
And what do you call the piece? Did you ever see a piece that, you know, you put under the pillow that would sort of lift the pillow around?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I may what you're talking about is a bolster. I've seen them not to use for sleeping, but just on a, like a day couch or a day bed or something, just more for decoration. I didn't know anybody ever used them for that. But I think that's a bolster. No, I'm sure
well,
you're not.
The bolster you speak of, that go part of the way across the bed?
Well, you see, I didn't see it used when the bed was made up for sleeping. I only saw it used like if it were on a couch or something, maybe just to hold against your back, you know, for comfort.
You don't call this a bolster?
No, I call that a cushion.
And what about if it was raining, what would you carry?
Umbrella.
And when you were a child, if too many people spent the night at your house, did you ever put something on the floor?
Pallets.
And what are the different kinds of land they have around here?
Timberland, farmland, ranch land.
What's the difference in farmland and ranch land?
Well, farmland is where you grow crops for the primary industry or use of the land. And ranch land is where cattle or could be sheep or some other kind of livestock. And use for the livestock is the primary use of the land.
Well, is one, you know, richer than the other?
No, I'd say around here it's what the owners want to use it for that would determine that. Now, of course, timberland is different because you got to have timber on it to sell. There are a lot of tree farms around here.
Well, the farmers might expect, you know, a big crop if the land was real
fertile.
Well, what about land like along creeks and stuff? What do you call that?
Bottom land.
And what about low grassland? You know, just a low-lying grassland.
Prairie, I guess you mean.
Is that, have you ever heard meadow used there?
Occasionally, but meadow is not a word that we've ever used a lot in our family or the people that I know generally.
And what about land that has water standing on it all the time? Just all the time.
Well, we might call that a spillover area or low-lying or...
What about a swamp?
A swamp? Well, now I feel differently about a swamp. I don't know of any swamps around here. I think of a swamp as, you know, maybe having alligators or something and the big trees growing in it and a place to get lost real easily and maybe fog and all. But I'm sure we've got some swampy land, but I don't think that's the same to me as a swamp would be.
So if it has fog, that kind of day, or that kind of, I mean, it'd be, you know, well, what about along the ocean, like where the salt hay grows, you know? What do you call that? Where there's water, where the tide that comes in and out?
Marshland, I guess.
And what about the land that's you know, out in the fields around here? That type soil?
Do you mean what kind of dirt is it? Loam or now we got some red land and some black land around here. Clay.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was any red land around here.
Some clay areas, not a lot, but a little bit. It's not like Georgia.
Well, you said you had a swamp. If you had a swamp and you wanted to get all the water off it,
drain it.
And what about, what would you dig? You have to dig a place, I guess.
Trench, or ditch.
Would that be big enough for a boat?